The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good evening, everyone. It's nice to see you. I thought just starting with a brief reflection, hopefully brief, we'll see. I do want to see if there's some questions to kind of, or comments or kind of discussion for this group this evening. But one of the questions that I've been hearing over the last weeks is, you know, something along the lines of a feeling in this time that we're in right now, this kind of wish to be making change, doing bigger things, and a little bit of a question around how is it helpful to look at moment-to-moment experience? You know, what is the connection of that to what's happening in our world? And how does, you know, how does that support change in a way? Or, you know, we need to be doing bigger things. And I would say that there's place for both the internal kind of investigation of our experience and the decisions to engage more actively in the world. The change is not easy. Change is not easy for us. And I just reread this quote by James Baldwin earlier today, kind of what inspired me to speak about this. People can cry much easier than they can change. We can be touched by the events of the world and feel heartbroken by that, but that's not necessarily enough for change to happen. And so that question of how does change come about, and it does come about through action in the world, but it also comes about through, and actually, you know, the only place anything ever happens is in this split second. A decision is made to take an action in this split second. And the Buddha was really all about change. He had the big question for him was, is it possible for human beings to be free from suffering? And this is, it's clear that we're not free from suffering in our world. There's so much suffering in our world. And his exploration really did, he found a way towards what was creating the suffering in an individual's mind, and a kind of an understanding or an explanation of the patterns that create the cycles of suffering in our larger world. One famous kind of quote the Buddha said was, whatever one frequently ponders becomes the inclination of the mind. If we frequently ponder thoughts of ill will, of greed, of delusion, that will become the inclination of the mind. If we frequently ponder thoughts of kindness, of care, of generosity, of compassion, of wisdom, of love, that will become the inclination of the mind. And so an awareness of what the inclination of the mind is a part of what we do in a moment, in a particular moment. What is the inclination of the mind in this moment? This inclination of the mind it's not just about us, because this is really the inclination of the mind, how that how that happens to us. How does it happen that we have a particular inclination of the mind? It's trained into us by our families, by our culture, by our engagement with the world. Some of it comes from our own personal kind of engagement, and some of it comes from what we've absorbed, through our families and our cultures. And so these inclinations of the mind are not, they kind of like bring the world inside of us. And so we can also begin to look at the kind of the conditioning, the patterns, the habits there in our moment-to-moment curiosity of what's going on in our minds. And then what we do, how we engage, the inclination of the mind is not something just in the mind either. The inclination of the mind shapes action. And so our inclinations of the mind not only affects us, but it affects others. And so we're woven into this back and forth, affecting each other every moment, affecting each other. And the Buddha pointed to this, you know, a piece of what we do, or a piece of what we can do, is to bring awareness to each moment. Be curious about what is happening in this moment. Is it leading in the direction of suffering for myself, for others, for both? He offered this as a teaching to his own son. Each moment, check what you're getting ready to do, whether it's an act of body, speech, or mind. Before you act, will it create any kind of stress or suffering or affliction for yourself or others or both? To a 7-year-old son, pointing to this interweaving of relationship and how our actions affect each other, and the importance of looking in each moment of what is the quality of our mind, what is the quality of that action, how is it going to play out. And so this is this kind of exploration, you know, in terms of how change happens, how the Buddha sees the changing of the mind. Because he did say it's possible to change our minds. It is possible to release those actions, those intentions, and those inclinations that are going to lead to suffering for ourselves or others, or both. And that happens through the way we pay attention. When we pay attention not through the idea of what am I going to get out of this paying attention, but out of a curiosity, is this experience in the present moment, is it tense? Is it contracted? Is it tight? Is it suffering? Or is there a feeling of connection and care, of openness? To me, that simple check almost, when there's something arising, does it feel constricted or does it feel open? And the exploration with mindfulness of what's arising in this moment, we begin to recognize that the inclinations that lead to suffering are internally painful. They hurt us also. And that knowledge, or that understanding, kind of the curiosity, the way the Buddha encouraged us to pay attention, not just simply to be aware, but joining the power of being aware with this awareness of understanding, is this going to lead to suffering? Is this suffering for myself or others or both? That's the kind of way to hold the question of what's happening in this moment, being curious about that. And as we bring awareness in that way, then our system begins to instruct us as to what those inclinations that lead to suffering are, and that they are painful, and what those inclinations that lead to more connection and care and love and support in the world, what those feel like. And our heart naturally, actually in feeling that difference, our heart naturally gravitates towards those inclinations that lead away from suffering. And so it's beautiful, actually. It's beautiful that this is kind of the way our system is designed. But it does take a courage to start to look at what's happening in here. And this this curiosity of, you know, what is happening? What is this moment's experience? You know, that's not, that doesn't just have to be relegated to sitting on the cushion. Take it with you. Take it with you if you go to a protest. Take it with you when you have a conversation with your partner or a friend. It's portable, this awareness. It's not easy to remember, I have to say. It's not easy to remember, but it's always possible to check. How is the heart right now? Is this action being done out of love and compassion and care and wisdom? Or is it being done out of anger and hatred? How is the heart? The same action can be done in different ways. And the Buddha pointed back to that intention or that inclination as being kind of the driver of how our minds and how the unfolding of the experience will play out. If our actions are motivated out of anger and hatred and greed, confusion, that will tend not only to create those as that saying, whatever one frequently ponders becomes the inclination of the mind, that motivation will not only reinforce that experience internally, but also puts actions out into the world that tend to be received in that way. We know when somebody comes at us with anger, it tends to, we tend to respond in kind. It not only reinforces it in our own minds, it reinforces it in our relationships and in the world as well. And so this kind of, the Buddha just pointed back to, this is the crux right here, this moment, looking at what is the intention behind the action. Being aware of that. And if you notice with awareness that there is a motivation of greed or aversion or confusion, it's not hopeless in that moment, because the awareness of it and the recognition of the kind of the suffering there is instructing, is helping the mind to begin to recognize that way is suffering. That is not the way forward. So it's a very different thing to be aware of the arising of hatred and anger, and simply acting out of hatred and anger. It's a very different thing, very different consequences in the mind and in the world, very different consequences. So in that statement, whatever one frequently ponders becomes the inclination of the mind, ponders has, I think, a particular meaning. It doesn't mean that it's just happening in the mind. It means in a way that it is being bought into, that it's being followed, that it's being believed, that this is the way towards accomplishing or getting what I want, acting out of this. And this pondering doesn't even have to be consciously pondered. You know, that we can be acting out of habit and reinforcing those habits because we are not aware of them. But if we become aware, there is the opportunity for something different to happen. And so engage in the world and bring your awareness with you while you do it. Be curious about this moment's experience, whatever moment you're in.